Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 9. 4 weeks can be a long time to wait between our hour-long episodes featuring guests, so I've designed these short interludes to bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation at the halfway point. And today's interlude is about a dream that helped revolutionize the world. It was 1846, and Elias Howe had a problem. He was trying to design a sewing machine to handle mass manufacture, but he was stuck. And these were, of course, the days when all sewing was done by hand using a sewing needle. You know, sharp pointy bit at one end, hole for the thread at the other. And Howe tried to incorporate the sewing needle into his design, but it wasn't really working. Then he had a dream. And history has recorded different versions of his dream, but basically it was this. He was captured by a tribe of cannibals. And their king gave him 24 hours to come up with a solution for his sewing machine design. If he failed, he would be killed and eaten. He tried and tried and tried to no avail. So the king summoned his warriors, who marched Howe to a huge stewing pot to cook him for their dinner. And as they neared the pot, the warriors thumped their spears on the ground, and Howe suddenly noticed that all the spears had a hole near the sharp pointy end. Thump, thump, thump went the spears. Aha, Howe thought in his dream. For my sewing machine to work, the hole needs to be near the sharp pointy end of the needle. He promptly woke up. And legend has it that he went straight to his workshop. His design was a success. It was the first lock-stitch sewing machine, enabling the mass manufacture of textiles. So what a dream! One of the many functions of dreams is to try to solve problems. Not always practical problems like Howe's. They also try to solve emotional problems, issues, or challenges. Now, let's look at Howe's dream from a different angle. Howe had woken from his dream excited. He had discovered a solution to a problem. He would have called it a good dream, I imagine. But what if he had missed the message about the placement of the hole in the spears? As he edged closer to the cooking pot in the dream and then woke up, I imagine his heart would have been pounding, his breath shallow. He might have said, "That was one of the worst nightmares of my life." Let's look at his nightmare from a dream interpretation point of view. I consider everyone and everything in a dream as representing something about the dreamer. The king, who wanted a result in 24 hours, is perhaps the part of Howe that puts himself under tremendous pressure, the pressure of a tight deadline. And the threat was death in the dream, so it was a true deadline, wasn't it? Dreams often use wordplay. Maybe the warriors represent Hugh's worries. Is he a warrior? Will his worries be the death of him mentally, emotionally, or physically, perhaps resulting in a heart attack? The cannibals are perhaps the part of Howe that is eating himself up as he consumes himself with his goal of designing the sewing machine, or as he consumes himself with worry. Was this project all-consuming? Were there other priorities in his life that he was ignoring? The stewing pot. I wonder how much Howe was stewing on his frustration. Overall, in his dream, things were closing in on him, pushing him towards his end. And how much were his worries and all-consuming goals in life closing in on him, I wonder. As it turned out, Howe's dream revolutionized the world and changed his life for the better. There were some hurdles to jump along the way. including successfully suing Isaac Singer, yes, he of the Singer sewing machine, for patent infringement. But that's another story. Howe himself became rich and provided for his family. If I had been around in 1846, and if Howe had asked me about his dream, and if we had explored some of the questions together, I wonder if he might have found a way to be equally or more successful while taking the pressure off, spending less time worrying, more time creatively flowing, and possibly seeing solutions at an earlier stage. Now, of course, my interpretation of Howe's dream is offered as an illustration of how to approach dreams as metaphors of the dreamer's situation and how to begin to identify the various parts of the dreamer's psyche. In reality, I use and teach a number of tools and techniques when I work with clients. And when I do work with clients, we explore the dream together. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 297, will be out in 2 weeks on October the 30th, 2025. My guest, holistic divorce attorney and author Sarah Intelligator, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. Please make sure you hit the follow button at Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts, so that you get all the episodes and interludes delivered to your feed as soon as they're published. Thank you, as always, to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. You can find out more about my services, books, and courses at janetheresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.